Is the pre-intervention planning worth it? Obtaining all of the information just described requires considerable time and effort. Given limited resources, why not design an intervention and immediately begin trying to change the target behavior? It is true that many behavior changes do show generalization, even though the extension of the trained behavior across time, settings, and other behaviors was unplanned and unprogrammed. When target behaviors have been chosen that are truly functional for the subject and when those behaviors have been brought to a high level of proficiency under discriminative stimuli relevant to generalization settings, the chances of generalization are good. But what constitutes a high level of proficiency for certain behaviors in various settings? What are all of the relevant discriminative stimuli in all of the relevant settings? What are all the relevant settings? Without a systematic plan, a practitioner will usually be ignorant of the answers to these vital questions. Few behaviors that are important enough to target have such limited needs for generalized outcomes that the answers to such questions are obvious. Just a cursory consideration of the behaviors, settings, and people related to a child introducing himself revealed numerous factors that may need